I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 16th. There were 14 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is 188. Quincy's positivity rate at 2.55%. The city is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been four more deaths recently, bringing the total to 150. Quincy will be receiving $46.3 million from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan to recover from the pandemic. Congressman Stephen Lynch came to Quincy City Hall yesterday to announce the funding. It also chastised the MBTA for recent service cuts and furloughs, despite getting $1 billion from the federal program. Mayor Thomas Koch said he would use the city money over the next 3 years to make up for revenue lost due to the pandemic. Husband and wife team Brian and Angelina Kenny of Quincy are charged with robbing two Asian pedestrians on West Quantum Street recently. Police say 34-year-old Brian Kenny attacked a 69-year-old man and a 59-year-old woman on February 18th. The man is still hospitalized. The woman was not hurt. Police say the suspects are substance abusers and that the crimes were not racially motivated. Quincy Fire Chief Joe Jackson says Saturday's two-alarm house fire at 40 Springfield Streets was caused by careless disposal of smoking materials. Jackson says a resident stepped outside to smoke a cigarette, and the embers ignited some mulch, sparking the fire that destroyed the home. No one was hurt. Granite Telecommunications of Quincy has donated $7.5 million to Boston Children's Hospital, raised at their 8th annual Saving by Shaving event. Over 1,200 people participated in the event virtually this year due to the pandemic, including Patriots coach Bill Belichick, Governor Baker, other Patriots, Bruins, and Red Sox players. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 1 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 16th.